Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July 18th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 2¾ cents, closing at 390¾. November beans up 4¼ cents, closing at 1001¾. And December wheat down 3½ cents, closing at 526¾. Well, the beans finished about 15 off the highs, corn about 10 off the highs, wheat 13 off the highs. Once again at 11 o'clock or thereabouts, looked like somebody changed the forecast and down we went. Little disappointed that we couldn't close better, but corn and beans did close higher. The wheat closed lower in Chicago and Kansas City, but Minneapolis was still up 13 cents. There have been a few showers around. We had some light storms in southern Nebraska, northern Kansas. We had some rains go through Minneapolis and Minnesota, looking to go over to the very northern part of Michigan. So a few showers around that may have had something to do with the break in the prices. But the dollar is down 50 ticks, lowest levels we've been at in almost a year. I don't see that things really have changed all that much out here. We had a few showers in southeast North Dakota and in northeast South Dakota, but again, very isolated out here. So I'm continuing to believe that we're going to see some problems out here. Omaha's going to be 102 degrees on Thursday, bright sunshine right in the brunt of pollination here. So I don't see this thing getting a whole lot better. And I just don't see that we have trendline yields out here. So we opened high, broke again at 11 o'clock. You know, I think if somebody over the last 2½ weeks had sold every rally at 11 o'clock and bought it back on the close, I think he would have done pretty well here this year. I'm not sure who's what forecaster is putting this stuff out, but obviously someone's listening to it and they sell it off every day. But I still believe in the crux of the matter is we don't have the yields out here. So between the dollar and the weather, I still think we can move higher. There was a wheat sale. Egypt took 300,000 metric tons of wheat, but it was all Eastern European. I think that helped break the wheat off the highs as well. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.